Greetings, friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing Shavuos Hadayanim based on the wonderful Sefer Dibras Shavua of Hagon Rebbe Fala Kohen Kunstler Shlita. And the shiur should be a special schuz for every morning. Maresi Shayichu, Kol Chole Amu Yisrael, Moshid and Peshadina, Shum Yom Tishna Rachaleya, and the whole world should be no Shabbat Shuas Olamim. So we saw that there's a special din in Shavuos Hadayanim. So B'Pshitus, what is this Shavuos Hadayanim? We'd like to understand the Mechus of this Shavuos Hadayanim. So the Torah was Mechadesh Hechefza V'Shavua. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, says that there are four types of Shavuos. Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Shav, Shavuos HaPikadon, and Shavuos HaEdus. The Rambam goes into what they are. The Rambam doesn't mention Shavuos Hadayanim, which is very significant. I always like to quote the late, great Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, who was the rabbi of the Jewish Center, I believe, from the years 1977 till 1981, when I was a child growing up in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And I remember eating at his house for lunch one time. And he and my father were fast friends. They both enjoyed classical music. And they enjoyed a good laugh also, and he had a great sense of humor. My father should live a long life. And one of his lines in his chumashir, he used to give a fantastic chumashir, which were taped, and now they put them online. So many years ago they put them online. So he used to say, he said that there was a famous, I believe it was a celloist, who said that the secret to great music is not the notes you play, it's the notes you don't play. So it's not only what it says, what the Pasuk says, what the Rambam says, what Rashi says, it's what they don't say. You also have to be cognizant of that. So the Rambam doesn't, when he categorizes the various types of Shavuos, the Rambam does not say that there's a Shavuos Hadayanim. Why is that? Because obviously it's not a major category of Shavuos. The Rambam omits it. So there is no real Chefetz of Shavuos Hadayanim. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Shavuos explains how your nishba Shavuos Hadayanim. He doesn't say what category of Shavuos it's in. Is it a Shavuos Bitui? Is it included in Shavuos HaPikadon? But al kopanim, it's not a Shavuos Bifnei Atzma. It's not an independent category of Shavuos. And the whole idea is that the person's mischai of Shavuos. That's all. So mitzat Atzma to Shavuos be'alma, it's done. It's a Shavua, and the din is not, it's not a major category of Shavua, but it is a Shavua, and a person is chayev to take this Shavua. And it's right, it's correct, we find chilukim even in the Etzem HaShavua, like it says in the Sigis HaGemar over here, that we require Nikitas HaChefetz, we require Haskaras HaShem, mentioning of God's name, taking a holy object. But these are all dinim lechora that were said not on the Etzem HaShavua, but rather because of the Chiyuv Shavua that's Chal Mikoach HaToin VaNitan. There's a Chiyuv Shavua that you have this Din V'Dvarim between two people. So because of this Chiyuv Shavua, that necessitates particular Dinim about how the Shavua is taken. However, it's not so pashit what we're saying. Because the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaSholech, and Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, says, talks about a Shavua that an Almana doesn't take when she's Parea, her Niksuba, when she takes payment for her Ksuba from the Nichse HaYuselmim, from the property of the orphans. We don't make her swear because she's going to be Mora Heter, not to tell the truth. And then Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Yirm Ba'arba, this is the top of Lamed Hei Amad Aleph. This is in the middle, excuse me, of Lamed Hei Amad Aleph in Gittin. Lo Shana Wela Bebezdin. So Rav and Shmuel both say that this is only taught concerning an oath sworn in court. Aval Chutz LeBezdin Mashbi Amosa. But outside of the court, we can indeed make her swear an oath. Rashi explains that the oath administered by the court follows the format of a biblical oath. He has to hold a Torah scroll or another sacred object, and he swears in the name of God. The punishment for taking such an oath falsely is very severe. An oath taken outside the court, however, follows the format of a rabbinical oath, for which the swearer does not hold a sacred object, use God's name, but simply subjects himself to a curse if what he said is not true. The punishment for falsely swearing this type of oath is not so severe, and the rabbis did not prevent the widow from swearing it. Now Rashi is mechalek, makes a distinction between the shvua in a Beis Din, which is a shvua shel Torah, and a shvua shechutz le Beis Din, which is a shvua that is only derabbanan. It would appear that mitzad etzem hashvua, as far as the shvua itself is concerned, l'chora, there's no distinction between a shvua in a Beis Din and a shvua outside of Beis Din. And if the person lied, then he's over on lo sishbu b'shmi l'shaker. So why does the Rashi say that it's more chamur to be over on a shvua inside of Beis Din than a shvua outside of Beis Din? V'od yesh l'hayir, another ha'ara, that shvuas almana is not minatora, rather it is a shvua derabbanan, k'chol habali hipara minichse yisomim, like everybody who is coming to exact payment for the nechasim of the yisomim. K'var heir b'zeh b'chachmas Shlomo, the Chachmas Shlomo already notes this, and he explains b'kavonas Rashi that in Beis Din is a Shavuas Torah, meaning a Shavua that a Beis Din is Mashbia is called a Shavuas HaTorah. In other words, our problem is that how can you talk about a Shavuas Almana being a Shavuas Torah in a Beis Din when it's totally a shvua derabbanan, this shvua salmana, but she's coming to collect from nichse yisomim. So how can you tell me that we're talking here about a shvua satorah? So explains the Chachmas Shlomo that in Beis Din it's a shvua satorah, meaning shvua that you're mashbia in a Beis Din, not mitzad that it's a shvua lipara minichse yisomim. That can't be a shvua satorah. But rather, a shvua that you're mashbia in a Beis Din, thus haste, that is called a shvua satorah. V'hamivuar, what emerges from this, is that a shvua hadayanim is kovas shem la'atzma be'ikar din shvua shiva. That when you are nishba in front of dayanim, a shvua in a Beis Din, that's kovas shem la'atzma. That's called a shvuas hatorah. So not like we thought before that it's not a special category of shvua. Here we see that it is a special category of shvua. Before we said there's no cheftz of shvuas hadayanim. It's just a shvua that the person has to take. But it's not a special category of shvua. Here you see that it is a special category of shvua. The Chachmas Shlomo says that a shvua shenishbayim be'Beis Din is called a shvuas hatorah. So when the dayanim are mashbia her, if the dayan would be mashbia this almana, that would have a special status of shvuas hatorah be'ikar din shvua shiba. Whereas when she's taking a shvua outside of Beis Din, that is merely a shvua derabbanan. So we see from Rashi that it is correct, granted, that mitzad etzem hashvua, she's taking the same shvua in a Beis Din. And outside of a Beis Din, a shvua is a shvua, Nevertheless, a shvua b'beizdin is called a shvua shel Torah. And the explanation is that the shvuas hadayanin, hihi ha-shvua dikra, that is the shvua of the pasuk of v'nikrav balabayis ela Elohim, v'shvuas Hashem tia ben shneihem. That is, even though there it's talking about a specific case of shvuas hashomer, but any type of shvuas hadayanim, according to Rashi, would be the shvua of the pasuk. It is included in that pasuk of v'nikrav balabayis ela Elohim, that the balabayis goes to the judges, v'shvuas Hashem tia ben shneihem. This is a chefza, this shvuas hadayanim is a chefza of shvuas haTorah. In the Sefer Shari Shvuos, we mentioned the Sefer in the previous shiur, written by Rav Yitzchak Nechad HaRif. He writes in the first shiur, in the chiluk between Shvuas Hadayanim and Shvuas Bitui, that there's a distinction between them. And what he apparently says there is that in the Etzem HaShvua, the essence of Shvuas Hadayanim is Mishum Shvuas Bitui. We have a Shvuas Bitui that a person swears he's going to eat or he's not going to eat, and the like, Lahara, Lahetiv, so it's in that category. But he says, Ve'ein Shvuas Hadayanim Dome Lezu, Lefisha Shvuas Hadayanim Hiayide Toveya V'nitba, that a Shvuas Hadayanim is not like a Shvuas HaBitui insofar as that a Shvuas Hadayanim is when there's a Toveya and a Nitva. There is somebody who is prosecuting, who's demanding something, and then there is somebody who is defending. In other words, the Torah was Mechadesh in the parish of V'nikra of Balabayis Ela Elohim, that there is a special cheftza of a shvua that's in between two people. And this is a shvua klapi the toveya, that the toveya has to take a shvua, the nitva has to take a shvua to the toveya. Even though mitzad etzem ha-shvua, fundamentally it's like shvuas bitui, that you're taking this shvua, that you're swearing that it's true, but this oath is not an oath like a shvuas bitui that you're swearing to Hashem, but here you're swearing kviyachol to the toveya. And that's what Rashi says, that this shvua of toveya v'nitba is dafka n'beizdin. Then it's in the parsha of v'nikrav balabayis el Elohim. Outside of beizdin, kol ikra k'shvua de'alma. Outside of Beis Din, it's Stam Shvua. It's like a Shvuas Heses, which is a Shvua that the Nitba is Chayev if he's Kofra Legamrei, and there is no Raya for the Toveya or the Nitba. So that's just a Takana Shvua, but it's not Begeder Cheftzer Shel Shvua of Shvuas Hadayanim, which is a shvua shel Torah, dafka in front of the Beis Din. And therefore Rashi is mechalek, and Rashi says that inside the Beis Din the onesh is very serious. Ma'ashen ken chutz le Beis Din, where it's not as serious. So mitzad etzem min shvua, it's the same exact shvua. It's the same min, it would seem to be the same category of shvua. What's the difference? I am taking an oath, Bein Toveya L'Nitba, inside the Beis Din, outside the Beis Din, but the difference is that when I take the Shvua inside the Beis Din, there it's a Cheftz of a Shvua Shel Torah between the Toveya and the Nitba, and that's a Geder Miyuchad Shel Shvua, and it's a lot more Chamor. And it would appear that according to Rashi, not like we said earlier, that the Din of Nikitas Chefetz and Askaras Shein are just dinim that were said about the Beis Din, that when you're in the Beis Din, you take an object, you're masking your Shem Shemayim. No. Rather, these are halachos be'etzem ha-shavua. So as part of the severity of this Shavua, it also requires Nikitas HaChefetz and Haskaras Hashem. So it's part of the Etzem Chefs of this Shavua. And this is an opening to understand a number of things. The Shach in Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Lamed Ches, is Marech B'din Nikitas HaChefetz Linen Shavuas Heses. And he says, not like the Rishonim, who say that you don't need Nikitas Chayfetz, he says that you do need Nikitas Chayfetz. And he writes in the name of the Itter, the Ilav, the Chazina, the Rabbivisa, the Lobina Nikitas Chayfetz, if not for those rabbis who say that we don't require the holding of a holy object, Amina, I would say, the Shavua Ke'en Doraisi, it's a Shavua Ke'en Doraisi, and we do require Nikitas Chayfetz, even by Shavuas Heses, this Takana Derabbanan. However, what about those rabbis who hold that there's a chilik between Heses and other Shavuas, that Heses wouldn't require a Nikitas Chayfetz, and others would? So we can say, like Rashi, that they're fundamentally different. So you write this, the Kan of Shavuos Heses, but it's not included in the parasha of Shavuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, which is primarily a din miyuchad of Shavua, Ayidei Tovea Venitba, a special din. So the rabbis were metaken a din Shavua Baal Mestam Shavua, and the Chumra of Nikitas Chefetz is a din in the Chefetz of the Shavua of Torah. You have a Shavuos HaTorah, and that Shavuos HaTorah requires, as part of its chomer, as part of its stringency, it requires Nikitas Chayfetz, which doesn't apply to Shavuos Heses. Like Rashi makes this distinction between the Shavua and the Beis Din and outside of the Beis Din. And this din of Nikitas Chayfetz is in the din of Nikov Balabais El Elohim, and the Shavuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, that doesn't apply to Shavuos Heses. And therefore, only in that case of Nikov Balabais El Elohim, there would be Nikitas Chayfetz and not in the Shavuos Heses. Now Rashi, in our sugya Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, writes, "Ubidoroseinu batlo harishonim shvua d'oraisa." In our days, the Rishonim were mevatel the shvua d'oraisa. In our generations, because lefisha onsha gadol, because it's a great punishment. V'tiknu ligzor olav aror ba'asara, v'ha'amaron aror bo shvua, and they were metaken that there is a curse of a mechuy of shavua in front of 10 people, that he's cursed if he's not telling the truth. Like it says earlier, on Lamed Vav Amad Aleph, aror, a curse, is like a shavua. So they were mevatel the shavua d'oraisa, because it's so chamor, and instead they were metaken in aror, he's going to be cursed. So we have to understand Rashi. He says aror bo shavua. So what do we gain? There's still going to be a shavua d'oraisa. He's taking a shavua, and he's cursed. So what do we gain? In the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Shavuos Halacha Ches Itz Mevor, that even an aror is a shavuos hadayanim gemura. We have to understand Rashi. An aror is also when they say that he's going to be cursed, he's not telling the truth in this oath, that's considered a shavua d'oraisa. So what do we gain according to Rashi? So it appears b'das Rashi, when he says that they were mevata the shavua d'oraisa, it's maybe what Rashi means in Perek HaShalech that we mentioned earlier, that shavuas hadayanim is called the shavuas haTorah, that there's a special cheftza of shavuas hadayanim that was said in the parasha of V'nikrov Balabais El Elohim. And that is a shvua that comes mikoach tviya shemashbien osa dayanim. And this is very chamor, because it is classified as a shvuas hadayanim. So Rashi says here the mevatel shvua daraisa, meaning tokef shvuas hadayanim. So yes, it's a shvua gemura arubo shvua, like Rashi says, but it's not included in the nusach hashvua shvuas hadayanim. Val derech denemar dinim b'tzuras hashvua d'shvuas hadayanim. So just like there are dinim that were said in the form of shvuas hadayanim that are not mishum etzem hachevtza d'shvua, kagon din nikitas chevtza. So as part of the tzura of the shvuas hadayanim, there needs to be a nikitas hachevtz. So hu adin, the same would apply that we require nusach of a shvua. So apparently, this is a different nusach of shvua. So yes, it is still a shvua gemura, but it would not be classified as shvuas hadayanim, which takes off some of its sharpness. So now that it's no longer classified as shvuas hadayanim, that we have a different nusach hashvua, now it's stamachi of shvua, and therefore it has a lesser onesh. So like we said, as long as you classify it as shvuas hadayanim, that's going to make it more chamor. But now that you declassify it as shvuas hadayanim, as the rabbis did, it is no longer as chamor. And how do you do that? So as Rav Kunstler would have it, you are changing the nusach hashvua. And therefore, it is no longer in the category of shvuas hadayanim, which makes it less chamer, because as long as it's in the category of shvuas hadayanim, so that would make it on shechamer, as Rashi says in Hashaleach, in Gittin, that since it's in front of Beis Din, on shechamor, and you're right, they're still attacking that a person takes a shvuas hadayanim b'dor Roseinu, but it's not considered, as Rashi says, a shvuah d'oraisa anymore. They changed the nusach, turning it into shvuah d'rabbanan. Now the Rambam, as we saw, said that it's a even aror is a shvuas dayanim gemura. As the Rambam apparently holds that that's the same cheftz of shvua, the lashon shvua. So the moment the rabbis, the moment the dayanim give this person an aror if he's not telling the truth, then that classifies it as a shvuas hadayanim in HaTorah, and you can't be mechalik between that and a regular shvuas hadayanim. But according to Rashi, no. The person doesn't take a classical shvuas hadayanim anymore. All they do is they give him an aror. He says a different nusach than he used to in the olden days, so it's no longer in the category of Shavuos HaTorah, and now it will be more kal. But this Rashi needs more analysis, of course, and the Mir Tashem, hopefully we will return to this very, very important topic. Hopefully in the next shiur we're going to be discussing Nikitas Chayfetz, and we have a lot of things to talk about. Obviously Torah is Vachava Miniyam, and we have really to look, we're just giving Rashi Prakim, things to think about, and hopefully in future Shiurim we will get deeper and deeper into the Inyan. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved family.